Oh, hey, this is Melissa Reynolds.
And this is Todd Reynolds coming at you for episode 15 of our podcast of You've Been Reynolds'd.
Should we try that
Thanks
again?
For joining. Well, I'm sorry. I'm not professional.
Okay.
Nobody's nerfed.
Stop! Okay? I hate when you only say that on the podcast.
I have said it multiple times last couple of days.
You have?
Yes, at school, to remind people not to worry
Please
about being perfect.
Please don't say you say that at school. What do people say?
Oh, yes, I do. They're just like, oh. And I get one or two laughs, and that's all I need to sustain me.
Oh, my goodness.
There you go. Because I get none from you.
No, because I hate when you go, nobody, no. What is it again?
Well, it's supposed to be nobody's perfect, but I say pobody's nerfect.
Pobody's nerfect. It's so bad.
Try it tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness.
Or
I will.
You go, yeah, whenever you're back to school. Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. So we have a shout out. I didn't know that Angela Dorion was a fan, but we met each other in our small town of Penetanguishene at Foodland. I don't know if you're from Ontario and if you have a Foodland.
Formerly IGA.
And I worked at IGA for years.
Independent Grocers Association.
As a teen. It was not that. It was just IGA when I was little.
I know, but that's what IGA stands for, is it not?
I have no idea, but it didn't say that on the sign. Do you know what?
Because Independent Grocers Association is a little long.
I know, but that's weird because that was never said when I was in high school.
Well, I did a little research.
Did you?
Previously. In an earlier state.
I looked so good in my uniform.
Great.
Oh, I love that little uniform. If anybody remembers the uniform, it was a really cute little uniform. Angela Dorion, was walking near the dairy section, and she stopped me, and she said that she listens to the podcast and that she's a fan. And I was like, thank you, Angela. That made me so proud. We went to high school together. My mom actually taught her as well. She went to St. Anne's, I believe. I'm like 99.9% certain. We're in the same grade. And you know what her favorite part?
Cheesy jokes?
No.
Oh.
I do think she probably enjoys you. Anyway, one of her favorite things is she wants to, because groceries are so expensive for all of us right now.
Oh, yes, you told me this.
Yes, she really wants to price match because Todd is the pro price matcher. So, White Cat. Psst. Mm. So, that's what we do when we're annoyed with White Cat. Mm-hmm. We pissed him.
Yeah, that's what we do.
So, Angela was wondering how we price match. So maybe you should explain it one more time.
Sure.
For everybody, because maybe you said it too quickly last time. But anyway, so before we do that.
Too quickly, so.
Yeah. So Angela, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being a super fan. And hopefully you hear this shout out, because I was just super excited when you came up to me. And we haven't talked in years, because I haven't seen you in years. So I've seen your mom a few times, but I was just so excited when you came up to tell me you were a super fan. So if there's anybody else that's listening, Closet Podcast, We've Been Reynolds Podcast listeners, please come and chat with us. We want to know. It makes us feel so good.
Mm-hmm. So price matching, yeah. We know that food prices are going up still. So we've been price matching for years. Melissa was an extreme couponer before she started Norwex, which is nine or 10 years ago. And we would actually, on occasion, go to stores and get money back.
Because we were that good at it.
Yeah, because we'd figure out that a lot of times they would do a scanning code of practice error, which is called a SCOP, and we'd get money back based on the pricing. But anyhow, what I do now is we're not extreme anymore.
Madame Val doesn't live here anymore.
No,
so.
No. And we don't dumpster dive for people's flyers anymore, but that was a thing.
Yeah, we don't do that anymore. No. But it was pretty fun, though.
But we do use, it's like a treasure hunt.
It was a total treasure hunt. It'd be a little weirder now.
Yeah.
You'd have to hold my ankles, and I would have to be digging deep into those ridiculous big long bins.
Yeah. So anyhow, we use the Flip app, FLIPP, the Flip app.
FLIPP.
Oh, come on. You got to end with the double P. So anyhow, a lot of you probably use it. All I do is I type in the product that I want, and it comes up with all the results of all the local flyers. And I just take a screenshot, and I have it in order. When I put it on the cart, I put my non-price match items first. And then at the end, after I've loaded the trolley, not the trolley, but the conveyor belt.
The trolley?
I said the wrong word. Sorry.
Trolley. Choo-choo.
Well, that's what it's like. We've got enough food to put on a train.
That's true. $400 our groceries are a week. $350 to $400—that's insanity. It'll be less now. We only have four people in the house.
Anyhow, and then at the end, I just put those items that I found an alternate price for in order, and I just sold them a screenshot. They're getting a little picky though because they can't.
Todd was pretty angry.
I certainly was angry. I tried to get blackberries. And the ad said, like, from Mexico or something like that. And the berries that I found were from the United States. And they wouldn't take it because it's a different country of origin.
Come on.
And I said, are you serious? The girl said, talk to Galen Weston. So I have a meeting on the books with Galen Weston to discuss this.
When is that meeting?
Well, I'm waiting for people to get back to me, but I said I'd be available anytime. I only have 11 sick days that I can take, but I think this is worth taking a sick day to have a meeting, probably downtown corporate Toronto.
Right?
Yeah.
To figure out this price matching problem.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
What does the country of origin matter? She went on to explain to me that because different countries have different monetary systems, in terms of pricing, it's a different price coming from Mexico versus from the States, and also because of shipping and everything like that, so they won't accept it. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. I don't want the blackberries. Thank you.
Were you
very
mean?
Much. No.
I've never
I was
seen
curt,
you mean to
but
anybody.
But I said, I don't want them. Thank you.
Oh, so forceful. It's not her fault, except for... Did you go to somebody that you don't normally go to?
Well, my go-tos aren't there anymore.
What do you mean they're not there?
Well, I haven't seen them forever.
They quit?
Not that they quit. I just haven't seen them forever.
Ooh.
Different shifts, maybe?
Because you have certain people that you
really
like.
There are
really
some
like.
that I just love. They're like, yeah, you got something? Here we go. Like, let her fly. Yeah, like...
I love that kind of person.
I know. And she told me that she kept getting in trouble because she was doing them from different countries of origin. I'm like, come on!
I don't think that's true.
I'm like, how do they even know?
I don't... There's no way.
Exactly. The big companies are driving me crazy.
Who are you, lady? And why are you not letting Todd Reynolds price
match? Oh, she's very nice, but I'm like, come on. Yeah. I'm trying to save $1 in total or $2 in total for three packages.
Just let us save the money.
Three packages of...
Two kids in university, yeah, exactly. Lots of groceries, two kids in dance.
I like a good blackberry.
Dance and singing.
Right.
And what else? There's a lot of things.
There's going to be swimming. There's going to be volleyball.
Swimming? No, but we don't pay for swimming and volleyball.
Well, we got to pay for their...
Oh, that's true. We do have to pay for that stuff. Anyway,
yeah, so.
Everybody has to pay for...
Everybody's paying for everything.
Yeah, it's a lot of money to live right now.
Yep. The rich get richer. The poor get not as rich. Not worth saying. Goes,
thanks for telling us.
Yeah.
Okay, so today we're going to talk about my goal for this year. And the reason we're talking about it is because we don't think that enough women put themselves first. And we think that that's a really, really big thing. And I know that I definitely don't put myself first. Todd doesn't either. But I decided that I was going to have a year of Melissa. I'm going to be really cognizant and really aware of things with me, things that I have neglected. Because I've neglected a lot about myself in the last 8 years, but definitely since the pandemic, I've neglected myself completely. Hopefully this doesn't sound selfish. The reason why it's going to be the year of Melissa is because I want to be around as long as I possibly can for my kids and for my husband. Knock on wood, I want to be around for a long time. So I just need to take control of a lot of aspects of myself that I put last. And I think we're talking about this because I really want any woman listening to this or any husband listening to this to really try to help put your wife first. I want kids who are listening to this to really go and try to help their moms because their moms do a lot of stuff.
Get off your devices and go put the dishes away or fold the laundry, something like that.
Oh my goodness, that sounds exactly like the way you talk to our kids all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because why are you sitting there on your phone when there are other things that could be done?
Because they also need to relax a little bit too.
Yeah, well, they also can help the situation where they spend a lot of the time.
Right. You know? So where do you think that I've been neglecting myself in the last few years, Todd?
Me?
Yeah.
Taking time for yourself? Again, I don't have notes here, so this is right off the top of the head. I didn't know that was going to be asked to me. So
taking time for
yourself, getting away from work because you work for yourself and people think that you don't work, but you work literally like 24 hours a day, pretty much.
Well, not 24. I usually have
about six hours. Your phone on. You still take messages all the time, even though you turn your phone off, the messages still come in, right? Mm-hmm. You don't have office hours.
No.
If someone wants to get a hold of you, they're sending a message whenever they want.
Yeah.
And you're going to respond, right?
Yeah. A lot of people, when you work from home, don't think that you're really working.
Right. And, you know, you tell people that you've taken a leave from teaching and they think, oh, you're basically just off. It's the exact
opposite.
Oh, yeah.
People say to me all the time, when are you going back to work?
Yeah.
So my answer is like, you know that I work here, right? Like a lot of people, when you work from home, do not think you work. They think you have time to do tons and tons of things. They think, yeah. So
you're the CEO of your own company. You're the CFO of your own company. You're the manager of like a football squad here, you know, like you run the house, you pay bills, all these things, you know, like.
Well, you do a lot as well. I'm very, very, very lucky because you are amazing.
Well, thank you. I try.
If it wasn't for you, there's no way that we could do the things that we do ever But what I've noticed is, you know, really struggling to be healthy. So like all summer, I don't know if I even opened my fridge. I'm going to get scurvy.
Oh, in terms of vegetables or fruits?
Like, it's like I didn't eat anything fresh. It was like I was a university student.
Oh, well.
I had heartburn every single day because I wasn't eating anything good. And what I notice is the second I eat well, I feel a million times better. Like, I've been eating well for the last little while and I don't have heartburn anymore.
Yeah.
So it's just interesting. Like, I say to the kids all the time, your body is like a car. Like, if you were to put water in the gas tank, your car won't drive. If I am constantly just eating chips for every meal, my body's not going to work properly. So it was just, there's a lot of little things that I've been noticing, like just not feeling well and being really, really tired. And, you know, all of those things, I'm just like, I need to make this the year, Melissa. I need to incorporate a lot of exercise into my day. And I need to show the kids that I'm taking breaks and that I'm doing things that bring me joy.
Yeah.
So I think this is just like for all the mums out there that you lay in bed and all you can think of is the next thing that you forgot to remind somebody of, or that you forgot to go to school day and fill out that form, or you forgot to pay your singing teacher, or you forgot, like I do all those things. I forget things. And the thing is that I notice often, which I try really, really hard as a mother not to do to other mothers, I try really hard not to judge. Because what I do notice is if I do forget something, there's somebody there like, I do notice other women judging other, sorry, I don't see them judging me because people won't say it to my face.
Right.
But I hear other women when I'm in chats with women or when I'm in groups with women who are judging other moms. Like if they forget something,
yeah,
make them feel bad or give them some tips to do it better. So like, I just think as moms, we need to band together and not judge other moms. We have no idea what other moms are going through. Oh, we have no idea how hard other moms are working. We have no idea what other moms are worrying about. We just have no idea.
That reminds me of a little saying that I say in school. You know my name, not my story. Don't judge.
Ooh, I like
that.
Thank
you. Thank you.
I try really hard. And like, I think it's human nature to judge. So the second I start to judge someone, I'm like, no, no, no. You have no idea. You don't know their story. Stop judging. I think it's just so important. And we try to do that with our kids. Like one of our kids has gone to somebody's house and they're like, they really talk about other people. I was like, oh, you don't think we do that here? He goes, no, we don't do that here. And it just made me feel so good knowing. Because like sometimes I want to talk about other people. Sometimes I want to vent or sometimes I want to like rehash something. And I mean, I'm not saying we never do that. But generally, I just try really hard to turn it around when we're talking to our kids. Like one of our kids went to school and somebody had been really, really mean to our kid maybe 6 or 7 months ago. And our kid is sitting in their class. I said, how is that kid that was mean? And they said, oh, all they do is sit looking at the wall with their AirPods and they don't participate. And I was like, that's really sad. And our child was like, really? In our child's head, they were like, they were mean to me. And I said, they were mean to you for a reason. Generally, people are not mean to people unless there's a reason, usually, I would say. Anyway, I digress. For me, the biggest thing is don't judge other moms because moms work hard. There's a lot going on behind the scenes. I am super lucky. I have a husband who is insanely incredible and helps me like crazy. So if there's moms out there that don't have that, that makes it even harder. But I have literally made
it. You don't have to say that.
No, it's
the
truth.
You work harder than I do.
It's
you know it.
No, it's the truth. So my goal is to put on my fridge Year of Melissa, not Year of Melissa because I want people to spoil me, but Year of Melissa because I need to take care of myself. Because like I said, I want to be here as long as I can. And the way that I was going in the last few months, I was not in good shape.
So I have a question for you. You asked me a question.
Okay.
Here's a question that might catch you off guard.
Off guard?
Off guard. Okay. Off guard.
Are you saying that because it's almost Thanksgiving?
Off guard? No, but I like that. I like
good
you thinking,
one.
Though.
Yeah, I hope Ethan Marshall thought I was funny there.
That's good. That's good. It's a beginner level, but that's good. I like
Thank
it.
Thank you.
In your Year of Melissa, do you have any plans to try to curtail the use of social media? Get off your phone a little bit.
No.
Why not?
Because I love social media.
But do you think it takes up too much attention from other things?
Like what?
I don't know. Just
I put it down when we go sea doing. I put it down when we go for a walk. I put it down. I'm not trying to cause conflict here.
You're not.
But I do put it down when we have dinner. Like I turn my phone over.
But you know how everyone says that it affects people's well-being if they're on too much social media and stuff
Yeah, I feel completely different. I don't care.
Well, you might feel that in your mind, though. Well. Maybe you should try.
But I do try to put it away. So I'm sounding defensive right now, but I actually...
And by the way, I will never, ever, ever in this lifetime win an argument with this woman.
No, and you'll never tell me what to do.
No, I won't.
But I will ask for your advice and things. Like, Todd just knows that I don't listen to people.
She probably should have been a lawyer.
Yeah, so really, I'll tell you about social media.
I'm not saying you should. I'm just saying, do you have any plan to, like...
No, I never even thought of that because...
in as much.
Yeah.
Because people say, you know... Take a tech break. Get away from your technology.
Yeah, the problem is my phone is my business. But like if we go you're right. On the Sea-Doo, I'll grab my phone to answer texts for my business when we're in a slow zone.
Yeah.
So, and I try not to do that, but I do it. So maybe, Todd, that's a great question. Does that bug you? We've never really talked about it before. Does it bug you that I'm on social media? Because I love social media and I'm fine with my kids being on it. Our kids being on it.
I'm just saying, what is part of your plan? Do you have an actual plan?
But does it bug you that I'm on social media a lot?
Well, I think maybe that maybe you miss some of the jokes on TVs, and maybe that's why you're not laughing, because you're on your phone. And you're like,
no, but you, like, we're having like a real conversation right now. Does it bother you that I'm on social media a lot?
No, I just think it might be beneficial
for you to
not always be on it. Yeah, just you and I.
It's you and I and the podcast world, the listeners. Yeah, but yeah. Like, does it bug you?
Not overly, no.
Do you feel ignored?
At an occasional time, yeah.
Do you feel ignored? I'm so sorry.
But sometimes, yeah.
But you're also on Facebook watching Reels constantly.
Well, not constantly. I do it.
You do enjoy a good Reel on Facebook.
Oh,
not
I do.
On TikTok,
I like
but
a good
on Facebook.
Oh, I don't know how to do a TikTok Reel.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know how to do any of that TikTok stuff. I don't know how to do Twitter or X or any
of
that.
Well, if you would like me to cut down on social media a little bit,
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, do you have a plan of attack for your Melissa? Like, do you have different aspects that you want to work on?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you what they are, and social media was not one of them.
Okay, I'm asking
so
you,
again,
do you
like,
have that?
I do listen to a lot of parents put down social media, especially for their kids. I don't feel this way. Years ago, I heard a teacher, I don't let my kids ever watch TV. And I remember thinking, so you realize that your kid is only ever going to watch TV constantly because you've not let them have it. So we do have screen time for the kids for bedtime, just because, especially for Olivia, because she can't self-regulate in that area. Emma and Spencer never had screen time, and Cooper has screen time just because Olivia does. And we turn their screen time, 10:30?
10:30.
And now we put, because Olivia has figured out code, like the passwords.
She doesn't know the password, but she can get around. There's a 1 minute time that you can do on 1 minute increments. By putting it in, it's 1 minute, apparently. This is what I've been told.
Oh my God, Olivia can figure out anything. So now poor Olivia has to plug her phone in the kitchen, not because she's doing anything inappropriate on there. She's not even going to bed late. Like generally, unless I'm saying this and teenagers are listening to this and they're on the phone with Olivia and they know she's lying to me. Because
you can never say never when it comes to your kids.
Because who knows? My kid could be lying to me fully.
Oh yeah.
But so now we have to put the phone in the kitchen because she would be on FaceTime till like 12:30 at night, and we're not okay with that. We want them to sleep. So it's not social media. It's just, I want my kids to sleep. Sleep and food are big deals. So that's what I need to do. So I'm going to tell you, for your Melissa, I need to get sleep. So I have been getting 6 hours sleep for the last like 9 years since I started my business. That's not enough sleep, because we know that we'll be healthier if we get enough sleep. So we've been going to bed in the last little while between 10 and 11, and that's giving me about 8 hours sleep, which is really amazing. So you're Melissa, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah.
That's a big thing. I'm going to try to work less. It's hard though, because I like to make money. I'm a woman who likes to make money, and I have constant ideas. So it's hard for me not to work, because my work feels relaxing, because I'm putting those ideas to work. So if you're like me, I've never been diagnosed with ADHD, but
You've got some pretty strong character traits of it, I think. Yeah.
Which is great.
I'm not complaining.
I actually think people with ADHD have some unbelievable qualities. And one of them is, if they find something they're good at, they're going to have incredible success in what they're good at.
Something they're passionate about.
Like, I love teaching kids with ADHD because they are so passionate and have such spark. So especially if that was recognized in them when they were younger so that somebody can properly guide them. I love that. So anyway, for me, when I hear that a parent says, oh, my kid has ADHD, I always think, you know what? It's okay. For me, I'm going to try not to work as much, even though I feel like work does relax me. The thing that's nice for me with work is I can sit at the table. I really like to multitask. So I can be working at the table while the kids are sitting beside me talking, or I can be sitting and working and everybody around me. So I don't feel like I miss out on anything when I'm working. But maybe to Todd, I ignore them if I'm on social media.
I'm not saying you're ignoring us. I'm saying asking if it was part of your active plan to disengage.
We'll see. We'll revisit.
Okay. Is this going to be a conversation off air or no?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's fine. And then I am going to try really hard to continue making lots of plans with friends because I really, really value friends and I really value my girlfriends and I really value spending time with them because I think it's so important. My mother has always had a lot of girlfriends and she's always made them a priority, which I think that's why she has such a zest for life and she has such joy in her life because she has more than just her family. She has her friends. I have a lot of friends and I really cherish my friends. And I have a lot of different friend groups, which I love. Like I have my Norwex friends. I have my best friends growing up. I have my school friends. And then I have my big group of girlfriends that we've had since high school. And then I just really like making friends. Like I love including new people in a group. I love to make friends. And I also have my young friends.
I love the young friends.
Oh my God, my young friends are my favorite. Yeah. Not my favorite, but I love like my teenage friends. Like I love when the kids have friends
they're
over.
People. Oh, they're great.
And Todd and I are hanging out with our teenage friends. So that's one thing I'm just going to continue for the year, Melissa, really making a job at of having friends. And then the other thing is I'm going to really try to like eat properly. So I'm starting Gina Livy again. I'm sure you've all seen me post about Gina Livy. I love Gina Livy because I can still eat. I love food. Like I love junk food. Oh my gosh, I love junk food. I love junk food. I don't drink. I'm a non-drinker generally. And like, I don't smoke. I don't smoke pot. I don't do any of that stuff. Like I just don't. And there's no reason. I would rather eat my calories than drink booze. So what I do instead is I eat junk food. I love junk food. Oh, I love chips.
For me, it's just chips.
I love chips.
If chips didn't exist, I'd be svelte.
Yeah. I like candy.
No, not for me.
I like anything, really. Any type of junk food.
I'll take a piece of licorice occasionally, but I...
Yeah, you're right. For me, it's like full junk food.
I'm not a huge
fan. All of a sudden, I'm in love with Coca-Cola. I haven't drank any pop for 13 years, and all of a sudden, I'm addicted to Coca-Cola. Uh-oh. Anyway, not for the last few days. So I'm taking back my health, but that leads me to what I want to talk about at the next podcast is the Barbie movie. So we want to talk about the Barbie movie in the next podcast because like when I say that I want to be healthy, I worry that my kids will think that means I need to be on a diet. So what I love about Gina Livy, I love that Gina Livy, you just eat. Like you can eat. There's no portions. There's no, and I am plugging Gina Livy right now, but I really, really admire her. I like what she's done with her business. I like that she's started from the ground up. I like that she does it on Facebook. To me, Facebook is a great place to have a business. I like that I can eat and I like that she doesn't shame you if you eat your bits and bites and too many bits and bites. So last year I tried it and I lost 10 pounds, or no, I lost about 15 pounds. And you can't start eating chips four times a day and think that it's going to maintain. Like it's my vice to eat junk food. And so your Melissa is going to be just like, honestly, just trying to get healthy. Listen to the next podcast because it's so interesting how women feel. Like, I feel like I can't say I want to be thin because if I say I want to be thin, that means young girls will think I need to be thin. And that's not necessarily how I feel. I want to be healthy. I want to be in control of my eating because my eating is like eating lots of junk food and Coca-Cola. So your Melissa is just to try to get healthy.
Yeah. And if it's the year Melissa, it's going to trickle down to the rest of us.
Yes, because in our cupboards, there won't be all these chips and we won't be... Anyway, so that's just kind of...
That's not to say we're not going to have chips for the next full year.
For sure. We're going to have chips.
Yeah.
It's just... I'm just trying to take control over different things like that.
I just wanted to clarify that. I'm going to have a chip in the next couple of years. Yeah. Okay, good.
I know.
No, trust me, I need a year of Melissa as well.
Yeah. We just need to start taking care of ourselves. We've been working really hard for the last few years. We've been working really hard for the last 20 years, and we need to start to take care of ourselves. Since we have had kids, we literally run around here like we're out of control. Mm-hmm. So I really want us to slow down a bit. We're going somewhere this weekend, just the two of us, which will be really fun. With friends, yeah. So just really try to put ourselves first a little bit. We do always put the kids first, which I don't regret doing. So we're going to put ourselves and the kids first, I think, mm-hmm. and our family, hopefully. So yeah, if you're listening to this and anything struck a chord, I would love to know what you're doing to make it your year this year, what you're going to do. And our years always start in September because we're teachers. So it's very interesting because most people would start probably in January. We tend to start in September. So, but we would love to hear what your year is going to look like and your school year. If you think that this is the beginning of your year, I'd love for you to listen to the next podcast and what we felt about the Barbie movie, because I was pleasantly surprised. And if you haven't seen it, I feel like everybody needs to see it. And, I hope that you're
Did
in
you
the-
see it once or twice?
I saw it once. I want to go and see it again. I hope you're in the background cheering me on. I would love your support because as a woman, it's really hard to put yourself first. It's really hard to get healthy. And it's just really hard to not feel selfish. Like, it feels so selfish when I say year of Melissa. I can't even tell you. Like in my head, I'm like, oh my goodness, people are going to be like, really, year of Melissa? But it's really just a year to get myself fully back, I think. Mm-hmm. We can have a year of Todd anytime you want, just so you know.
No. Who knows? I remember the first time I saw Universal Remote Control.
Yeah?
Yeah. I thought to myself, well, this changes everything.
Good one.
Thank you. And again, I can't take credit for all these.
Oh, no, you can't. You didn't write these jokes?
I didn't write these jokes.
My gosh,
no, not the
shocking.
Jokes at the end, you know. Some of the time, I am on social media looking for jokes.
Oh, well, maybe you should get off social media.
I type in good jokes, you know, and try to screenshot them. But now that we share an account, there's way too many pictures for me to find them. So anyhow.
Well, we don't have to share an account.
Yes,
that is
we do,
because
you are almost up on your iCloud storage, FYI.
Todd, I only have
2 terabytes and you're at 1.9.
And I can't even have more storage than that?
I don't know.
Todd,
you're going to have to pay for it.
I only have 126,662 photos and 30,415 videos.
Maybe you'd feel better in your Melissa if you got rid of some of those pictures.
Well, I only have 582 texts that I haven't looked at yet and 13,300 emails.
That gives me anxiety.
I look at Sarah and Sarah's dying and so is Todd.
That
is
disgusting.
I have 53 notifications on Facebook right now, 17 Project Broadcast, 15 Messenger, 6 WhatsApp. I can't keep up. That's why your Melissa is in effect.
So that's why I'm asking if you're going to take a break.
Well, I'm going to try, but I have to get through 582 messages. How am I going to get off social media when I have 582 messages and 13,300 emails?
I know. That's what I'm asking. You have a plan of attack. Okay, I don't know. Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you so much, everyone. Right, I am so happy. We are so happy that you were listening. And give me some more tips for your Melissa. I would love to hear them. Thanks so much, everyone. See you soon.
Bye-bye. Summer days will always stay with